Joanne in Alaska is on the line with an electric heating question. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have purchased a money pit next door to my home, and it's a 5-unit complex that was built around 1901. Okay. And it has this heating system. I'm from New Orleans originally, so knowing about heating systems is not my forte.
Yeah, well, now you live in Alaska, you better learn quick, huh?
I'm working on it. But the house I lived in had oil heat. This is a wall-mounted. It's about 4 feet by 20 to 24 inches.
Right.
The surface of it looks like warming trays that you use at a buffet. You know, it's like a corny thing. And is this still made? I have one glass that's broken. They do have wall-mounted thermostats. What is the efficiency of this kind of heat? Is it ridiculous?
It's not. It is ridiculous. I mean, first of all, it's electric heat. So it's electric resistance heat. They're just using the glass as the heat exchanger, so to speak. And I've seen these before, and they sort of hang off walls, and the air is supposed to pass through behind them and sort of create this, like, convective loop. And will they work? Yeah, they work, but they're very expensive. Are there any other heating options for you there?
Well, electric is my only option in these units. They're all electric. So is there a more efficient electric type of heat?
Well, a heat pump, electric heat pump would be the most efficient, but I think in Alaska I'd probably rule that out. The climate's just too raw for that. So, no, I guess you're going to be stuck with resistance heat. Now, if they're broken, you mentioned that one was broken?
Yeah, the glass on one of them is broken.
Well, if the glass is broken, I guess it's potentially unsafe. Depends on how the heating coil is distributed inside that glass. If you did have to replace them, you can buy new glass wall panel heaters. And actually, some of them can look kind of stylish. I mean, some of the new ones look almost like a flat-screen TV. They're like black and sort of modern-looking.
Is that better than the baseboard heater? I see a lot of people here use these baseboard heaters.
Yeah, they're all electric heat, yeah. The only advantage is that you're able to control the heat of each individual room separately that way, so you have a bit more control. Mm-hmm. But it will be expensive to run.
Okay, so the best alternative would be to put in oil or something to bring a different kind of heat in.
Well, that's right. If the fuel was available, you would be almost always better off with oil, propane, or gas than electric.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.